Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. We begin today with a bold move in commercial spaceflight, as NASA announces a significant reduction in crewed flights for Boeing's troubled Starliner program. In the wake of a failed crewed test in 2024, where key thrusters suddenly quit mid-mission, NASA will now send the next Starliner to the International Space Station with no astronauts aboard. The agency says the shift is about upholding its commitment to safety and raising the bar for accountability among fast-moving commercial space ventures. With competition heating up due to SpaceX's successes, NASA is doubling down on rigorous oversight and reliability in this quickly changing landscape. Boeing's journey hasn't been smooth, and after so many delays and misfires, plenty of eyes are now on how the company will respond to NASA's demands. Next up are some urgent notes for all you system administrators and tinkerers, especially if you rely on open-source distributions. Security updates are out for Debian, Fedora, Oracle, and SUSE, with patches for critical holes in components like KDE Connect, Samba, and Docker. So, if you haven't already, check your package managers and get those systems patched before vulnerabilities are exploited. Switching gears, let's talk typography. Google is shaking up the font world yet again with the official release of Google Sans Flex. This modern open-source font is designed for maximum readability, aiming to reduce eye fatigue on screens from phones to ultra-wide monitors. Thanks to its flexible variable font features and release under the SIL Open Font license, you can access a whole family of weights and styles from just one smart file. If you're a designer or a developer looking after accessibility and legibility, it's definitely a font you should try in your next project. AI continues to shake up the workforce, and a new study by MIT and Oak Ridge National Laboratory has sounded a fresh alarm about the scale of disruption ahead. Their analysis, known as the Iceberg Index, suggests AI could take over around 11.7% of the US labor market's wage value, a colossal $1.2 trillion at risk for automation. Unlike previous warnings that focused on the tech industry alone, this assessment suggests the impact is much broader, prompting tough questions for employers and policymakers alike. The message is clear. Adapting to AI-driven change isn't a luxury but a necessity, with urgency ramping up around workforce planning, retraining, and economic resilience. Over in the UK, Staffordshire Police are starting a pilot program using AI chat agents to handle non-emergency calls via the 101 service. The idea is to free up real officers for more complex situations while improving efficiency and keeping wait times down for the community. These AI-powered call handlers promise faster answers to simple queries, and the move could set the tone for wider rollouts if the public and unions are on board. Meanwhile, on the Linux gaming front, there's big news for anyone invested in HDR support, especially if you're gaming on a device like the Steam Deck. The Color Pipeline API, a cornerstone for HDR across Linux desktops, has finally been approved for integration into the Linux kernel. This collaborative push by Valve and graphics contributors promises a leap in visual fidelity and makes Linux a far more attractive target for game developers and players alike. Expect a wave of vibrant, more lifelike visuals as this gets rolled out to more distros and gaming platforms in the months ahead. From performance to outright speed, the GNUC library is racing ahead with new optimizations, especially targeting AMD's Zen 3 CPU architecture. Thanks to an overhauled Fused Multiply Add FMA implementation, we're looking at throughput improvements of up to 12.9 times for some workloads, a huge jump for scientific and number-crunching tasks. Innovations at the library level matter, because they pass those performance gains up the stack, making countless open-source apps snappier on modern hardware. Ubuntu users, there's fresh momentum from Canonical as they start to roll out monthly ISO snapshots for Ubuntu 26.04, codenamed Resolute Raccoon. The idea is consistent, automated releases and streamlined infrastructure, which should make testing and adoption smoother for everyone. They're also planning to replace legacy apps with modern alternatives, so expect an evolving desktop experience as 26.04 shapes up before the official release. Across the globe, Mexico is making a serious bid to ramp up its AI research and supercomputing power with the development of Cuautitlán. Billed as the mightiest supercomputer in Latin America, it's set to advance research and innovation on everything from artificial intelligence to weather prediction. With this investment, Mexico's sending a clear message that it's ready to stand shoulder to shoulder with global tech heavyweights. Now to drones. Regulators in the United States are probing Amazon's drone delivery program after a recent incident in Waco, Texas, where a delivery drone clipped an internet cable. Fortunately, the MK-30 drone landed with only minor damage, but the episode underscores the complex challenges of integrating drones safely within urban environments. Amazon's covered the cost of repairs, but the FAA is investigating, and the incident highlights the regulatory gray areas that still exist for emerging delivery methods. Sticking with the world of desktops, the Open Source Common Desktop Environment, or CDE, has just shipped version 2.5.3. It's the first update in more than 2 years, bringing bug fixes and improvements for users seeking a retro Unix desktop alternative to shiny new Windows systems like Wayland. While CDE isn't as widely adopted on modern hardware, the update keeps this piece of computing history alive for niche users and collectors. Anti-piracy efforts in Greece are making waves after authorities there dismantled an IPTV reselling operation in Santorini, arresting a reseller and referring 68 users for prosecution. The crackdown highlights governments struggle to balance enforcement with recognizing the high levels of demand for affordable streaming alternatives, an issue felt worldwide. As streaming services proliferate and fragment, it's likely we'll see further tension between official providers and underground networks over access and pricing. For graphics buffs, 5 years of work have culminated in the Vulkan VK_EXT_Present_Timing extension finally being merged. This lets apps and games tap into precise display timing for better visual smoothness and minimal input lag. Another win for Linux as a legitimate gaming platform in its own right. Keep an eye on driver and engine updates as this new Vulkan extension works its way into major open source and commercial graphics stacks. Interoperability gets a boost in the mobile world as Google introduces AirDrop-like features for Pixel 10, prompted by new EU regulations. Apple must now open up to cross-platform transfer protocols, making fast, effortless sharing of files possible between Apple and Android devices. This is a win for users who've long clamored for easier ways to share photos, videos, and documents without the headache of proprietary lock-in. On the business front, OpenAI's thirst for compute power continues to make headlines thanks to massive multi-billion-dollar rental deals with both Microsoft and Amazon. In raw numbers, OpenAI has locked in $250 billion of compute from Microsoft and another $38 billion from Amazon, aiming to secure a staggering 36 gigawatts of cloud capacity. According to HSBC, if revenue falls short of projections, OpenAI may have to reconsider these huge commitments, despite their hopes for 3 billion users by 2030. It's a sign of both the explosive demand for generative AI services and the risks that come with betting big on data center growth and changing investor appetites. Speaking of digital shopping, Newegg's partnership with PayPal signals a shift towards AI-driven e-commerce, promising smarter product recommendations and a more streamlined user journey. The catch is that handing over more control to algorithms raises concerns around transparency and consumer agency, issues no online shop can afford to ignore. As retailers refine their AI-driven interfaces, expect the shape of online shopping to evolve rapidly, for better or for worse, on the consumer's wallet and psyche. Another update from Microsoft, File Explorer, will soon preload quietly in the background to boost performance for Windows users. If you'd rather not use extra resources, you'll have the option to turn this off, and Microsoft is also tweaking context menus to strike a new balance between familiar layouts and modern simplicity. Over in Europe, lawmakers are considering an unprecedented step to ban AI chatbots and social media for kids under 16, at least via a new non-binding resolution in the European Parliament. The push stems from concern about digital tech's impact on young people's well-being and the need for stronger measures to protect privacy, mental health, and informed consent. It's not law yet, but watch this space. Regulatory changes in the EU often ripple worldwide, shaping global tech standards in surprising ways. Wrapping up, it's clear that whether we're dealing with setbacks in human spaceflight, pivotal AI studies, desktop revival, or trade-offs in efficiency and competition, technologies evolving at breakneck speed, the recurring themes? Accountability, innovation, and the constant need to strike a balance between progress and caution. Thanks for listening.